Welcome to Manifest Mastery Podcast Season 3. I am your host, Noelle, and I am so excited to be back sharing with you the most powerful and effective methods, techniques, information, and interviews with extraordinary people from around the world who all understand the energetic superpowers that lie within each and every one of us. Come join our growing community of like-minded people who are learning how to tap into these energetic superpowers and who also know that anything you want for your life is possible. Let's make 2023 the most extraordinary year you have ever had. Come over to manifestfast.life where you can join our ongoing membership. You can also set up a one-on-one consultation with me if you would like more customized support, and you will have access to our downloads, audio, video, and PDF files. I look forward to seeing you over there. Now on with the show. Welcome to Manifest Mastery Podcast. I am Noelle. This is episode 64, coming to you live from the beach. Hopefully I can edit out some of these sounds of the waves if they're too loud. I won't know until I listen back. But I want to talk today about how often in life we don't realize what we have created for our life, what has come true for our life, what has been realized, what has been manifested, what has occurred, what we've accomplished, the goals we've reached, however you want to phrase it, whatever terminology that you feel comfortable with. A lot of people really don't like the word manifestation. It bothers a lot of people, and I understand, you know, we give meaning to what we give meaning to. So I totally understand how certain words are offensive, but this is, I've learned, always a choice in how we want to view something or how we want to interpret something. That's the interesting thing about words and language and behaviors and all that. So I look at that very differently. But let's just say, I talk about this with clients all the time, which is people aren't paying attention to, maybe this is you, let me know, what has actually come true in your life, where you are right now. Because it's human nature very often to just not feel satisfied with where you are in your life right now. And that is actually a learned behavior, but it's also human nature. Human nature is to want to move forward, progress, use our minds, use our bodies, move around, try new things, explore, go on adventures, travel, accomplish, attain things, go places, have new experiences, experience new people. All this is human nature. It is human nature to want to expand. So it's really quite normal to feel restless, to feel dissatisfied with where you are in your life. It's not a bad thing. I mean, this is really what that angst that a lot of us have. I've dealt with angst my entire life, where I'm just not feeling content with where I am or what I've done or even who I am in that moment or the things I've accomplished. So maybe you can relate to this, especially if you're a creative person and you have an imagination and you have a lot of creativity flowing through and you get a lot of ideas and you think of how to solve different problems and you get excited by your own imagination. If you are one of these people, you probably deal with a lot more angst. You probably deal with a lot more projects that maybe didn't get completed, or things you started but didn't finish, or things you wanted to try but they seemed like too overwhelming and you stopped, or, you know, but you keep trying, you keep going for it. And maybe you've even had some great successes. Maybe you've experienced incredible successes for yourself, whatever that is for yourself, and yet you still have that angst. So I relate, I understand what all of this is. And for the sake of this episode, I really want to focus on being aware of where you are right now and being able to recognize all that you have accomplished, all that you have manifested, all that has come true for you. So there's exercises that you can actually do to train your brain to actually recognize the amazing gifts that you've given yourself throughout your life, the amazing accomplishments, the things you've overcome, the things you've manifested, the dreams that have come true. And maybe you're just not seeing them or recognizing them. So often during the day, we can look around our life and go, well, this isn't really what I wanted to happen today, or I didn't get all those things done that I wanted to get done, or I didn't get that deal I was working on in my business, or I didn't make the sale, or I didn't get promoted, or I didn't get an ability to travel to that place I wanted to go to, or I didn't have enough money for something, right? So like think of in your own life or even people around you, they may not be doing well. You might be caring for people. You might be very overwhelmed with maybe your own children, your spouse, the people in your life, family members. There's so many scenarios that can really take us off track and get us into more of a stressed state during our day. Even though 99% of everything is really going well, it's really going right, we can't even see it. Also, even though you've come so far and you've done so much and you've had so many accomplishments and so many dreams have come true, you still can't feel it. You're not feeling it. You're not appreciating it. You're not seeing it. You're not recognizing it. I do believe we are just conduits for ancient wisdom that flows through us, all of us. And when we want to connect to it, we can. And that we can do that through prayer, meditation, sitting quietly. The answers always come and the wisdom always comes, but it's so wonderful to listen to other people who are able to connect and channel this information. And I really appreciate the people who take time to make these videos and these podcasts and these audios. Oh, there are lots of amazing people I listen to that are incredibly motivating and brilliant. But they're often just channeling the same information that's been available to us from the beginning of time. For some reason, some of us tap in. Other people choose not to. So when I say we tap in, we're tapping into infinite energy and source. I'm saying this because if you're sitting in your room right now, your life right now, your car right now, you're wherever you are and you're listening to this, and this, what I've even said up until this point resonates at all. There are so many ways to just look around right now and tell yourself, look at what I've done so far. Look at the things in front of me right now that a year ago were just a thought or an idea or a wanting. Look at the things I'm surrounded by in my house, my car, my apartment, that I have been able to manage to put together and buy and set up. And these were all just at one time an idea or a wanting inside of you. Each and every one of us can always find something that has manifested within our lives, no matter how miserable you might feel your life is in this moment. And I hope you don't. I really do. I hope you're not feeling that way. I hope you're not having a hard time right now. But I too know what that's like. I know what it's like to feel very distraught, very hopeless, very stressed out, and just you give in to all these emotions that you're not even able to see or appreciate what's really in front of you, what you have been able to heal from, accomplish, acquire, experience, etc. You can't even see it because when you're in a really difficult, challenging spot and really sad or stressed out or scared, it's very hard to feel those feelings. This is why I'm doing this episode. I really understand what those feelings are like. I understand what those feeling stuck is like. So what I want you to do is look around right now, wherever you are, and just take a second and look around. And then try to, for yourself, list five things that you have accomplished in your life that at one time you maybe thought you weren't going to be able to accomplish. Five. Now, you can go back to early childhood. You can go back to any time in your life. Five things. Think of five things you accomplished, you overcame, you did that you just didn't even think you would be able to do. But you did. You did it. Think about, like, I remember when I was a kid, I was practicing handstand. There were other kids in the neighborhood that could do handstands. I must have been like five. I couldn't do a handstand yet. I had never really learned how to do one. And these older girls were all doing handstands in the front yard, and it looked so fun. But I was so scared to try it. I was not a super adventurous kid, and I was just scared to put all my weight on my hands. What if I fall? What if I hurt myself? But I just started practicing, and one little girl there, she would help me practice. And I just got better and better and better until I started doing handstands. And then I started being able to do cartwheels. Do you remember cartwheels? So they led into the cartwheels, and the cartwheels were just, they seemed really hard and impossible, and I did them. So anyway, think of moments like that in your own life. Think back to childhood. Did you ever learn to water ski or do any water sports, snow sports, any sports? Did you ever learn how to play a sport that at one time was very difficult? Learning to swim, learning to, you know, wakeboard, surf, paddleboard, water ski, snow ski, anything, ride a bike. Think of the things right now, as simple as this all may sound, but I want you to do this as an exercise for your brain, for your spirit, for your mind. Do this exercise. Think about the things you've already learned how to do, or the things that you've already accomplished. Maybe there was something in school that you won an award for, that you got accolades for because you did such a great job. You got praise for it. Maybe there's something you accomplished creative. Maybe you're a painter or a writer or a musician or a designer or a singer or an actor or anything that you feel is creative. Maybe you sew, maybe you build things, maybe you are great at putting things together. Now, those are all things that you're doing that at one point you didn't know how to do, but now you do. These are manifestations of a will in you, and something in you is saying, this is something you're supposed to do. This is meant for you. If it wasn't, you'd have no interest in it. Think of the things that at one point seemed difficult, challenging, impossible. I can guarantee you can think of five things within your own life. Maybe you're a parent and you bring your little baby home, and it's terrifying when you bring your baby home from the hospital for the first time. In the hospital, everybody's doing everything and taking care of everything. It's so scary, and you just want to make sure you can keep your baby alive to see another day, and you feel like so inadequate when you bring your baby home. And think about that. Think about that accomplishment. Think about creating a baby. Think about bringing life into the world through your body if you're a woman. Think about being a parent and loving your child and nurturing your child. And think about that. Think about that, right? Like, I can guarantee you there are things in your life that you're not giving yourself any credit for, that you're not bringing attention to, that you're not praising yourself for, that you're not appreciating what you were able to do. Think of a time maybe you won something, like a prize or a trophy or a medal, or you were the fastest, you were the best, quote unquote best, you got an award. Even all that stuff is kind of silly. But anyway, think of a time that you felt really proud of yourself because you were getting a lot of praise and people were just really proud of you. And think of a time like that in your life. Maybe there's been many. Maybe you're an athlete and you are just like so gifted as an athlete and things come so easy to you. Think of times where you beat your own personal best record, where you ran faster than you ever ran, or you climbed higher than you could ever climb, or you think of those times. I could just give so many examples. I'm going to keep going because I really want to just spur your own awareness right now. This is an exercise I do with my clients. I do many different exercises with my client, but this is to bring the part of our brain, the reticular activating system of our brain, which focuses in on one thing at a time. And when we're feeling sad, stressed out, depressed, hopeless, bummed out, scared, things are happening, we're overwhelmed, nothing seems to be going right, quote unquote, even though most things are going right, it doesn't feel like that. You can't see it. You can't pay attention to it. This is why I want you to practice this. Because the more you practice focusing on what you have accomplished and done, what happens is the more easily your brain starts to also recognize what you've accomplished and done. You don't have to do exercises to remind your brain of what you've done. Your brain, your mind will go there naturally. That's why you want to practice these exercises. A lot of people call them gratitude exercises, which are great. But I like going a little deeper. I like really focusing on what have you already overcome, adapted to? What things have you done in your life that really initially scared you and you did them anyway? You overcame them. You overcame that fear, the trepidation, the anxiety. Maybe you're just a really adventurous person and not much scares you. And yes, there's people like that, and they've studied the brains of people who just aren't really that afraid of things. And there's different areas of that the brain that are lit up with people who just aren't afraid of things, which is really interesting. But maybe you're one of those people. Either way, you've still got moments, I'm sure, where you feel like there's just too much going on. And sometimes it feels like shit piles on all at once, more than you can even handle, and you don't know what you're gonna do. Sometimes maybe you feel all alone. Maybe you're even in a relationship or you're surrounded by family members and you still feel all alone. That's really common. Maybe you just don't feel like you can talk to anybody about things. So this is why I want you to practice right now. What have you already accomplished and overcome? What fears have you already overcome? What things have you already done? Now this leads into manifestation, okay? So I always do this now for myself within my life. Why? Because, you know, I talk about this stuff all the time and I do practice what I preach. And so I find myself sometimes going, well, this isn't quite it. I wanted that, but I'm almost there, or you're closer, but you're not there yet. You know, I do a lot of things like this with myself. Sometimes just to push myself, but also just remind myself of what is possible. Because even if you have accomplished great things, there's more great things. It's infinite. Whatever great things you want to accomplish or have or experience, you can. It's literally infinite. And sometimes we stop because it seemed like it took so long to get to where we are. Let's say you bought a house, a dream house, and it took so long to get that house and set it up and furnish it and design it and move in. And it was so big that finally you're like, oh, I finally got the house. But then you're like, it's my dream house, but there's still other places I'd rather live, or it's not quite the right spot or the right location. Whatever. This is what people do. And you want a different house. And you want a different house, a bigger house, a better house after a while. So what I want you to do is look at where you are right now. So for me, I recently moved, and moving can be extremely stressful and overwhelming. And I did it. It's also, you know, seems like it's a lot of money. You put out a lot of money when you're moving. You spend a lot of money. We all know what that's like. But that's one way to look at it. But what I do now is I don't really like to think of things as expensive or cheap. I don't even use that language anymore. I don't use words like bargain, expensive, cheap, because it's just energy. Money's just a current. It flows in, it flows out. That's why it's called currency. And so money is literally a currency, and it's just how you see it. So if you see it in numbers and more or less rich, poor, how much did that cost? Was it expensive? I can't afford that. That was cheap. That was expensive. So if you use a lot of language like that in your own life, or we're not going to be able to do that, we don't have the money, just I encourage you to think about it this way. Every time you want to talk about how expensive something is, talk about it in terms of energy, because it's infinite energy and abundance available to every single person. It might not seem like that when you feel stuck, or when you feel like cards are stacked against you, you don't have the opportunities, you don't have the... But I usually disagree with these things. Of course, there's situations people are in where they feel, where they really don't have a lot of resources. They don't have people to help them. They don't have, they're not in an environment to even get help. They feel very stuck, very, maybe even abused. There's always going to be exceptions. But I do believe most people have the ability to change their situation by just shifting how you look at, let's just use money because this is a big one. People have a lot of hangups around money, and they'll say they don't, but they do. They do. And everyone's got their own things they do with money. They save it, they hoard it, they want to spend too much on things even though they have probably plenty to spend. They buy the cheapest ticket just because it's the cheapest one. They get the cheapest thing on sale just because it is, but they don't really need to do that. All sorts of things people do with money. They don't like to pay the tab at a restaurant because it's too expensive of a restaurant. So they don't want to pay for everybody. They're only going to pay for themselves, right? So they only buy gifts for people once or twice a year because that's all they feel that person deserves. Money, money, money stuff, right? And those are beliefs. So it takes a long time to reframe beliefs around money. And I've worked a lot on this with myself. And also, again, I try to walk the talk and I work on this with clients. But when you start shifting your beliefs around money and you realize it's energy, it's all energy, all of it. Money's not even real. And we just assign a value to it just because we're told to. It's just really silly when you think about it. So you can literally have and do and be whatever you want because it's infinite. And the way you have, do, be as much as you want, as much as you feel aligned with, is doing what I'm recommending here, which is focusing in on where you are right now, what you've already done. And back to, you know, I recently moved, and the place I'm living in was on a vision board a few years ago. It's pretty close. And this, the last place I lived, it was pretty close to being on a vision board from a few years earlier, and on and on and on it goes with the places I've lived in, but not just the places I've lived in, just like how my life has unfolded, how things have come about, all in all areas of my life. And so that's what I encourage you to do today. Try to pay attention to what you've already manifested, achieved, what dreams have already come true, and see how many things you can notice in your own life. And like I said, you can go back to childhood, teenage years, whenever you want to go back. And the more you can name, the better. And this is an exercise I recommend you do every single day. Soon enough, your brain's going to start recognizing all these things. And what happens is when you combine these exercises with a few other exercises you can do daily that take 5-10 minutes a day, what happens is things start showing up that don't even make sense. Like, how did that show up? Opportunities, money, travel, people, places, things show up. They always say, you know, don't worry about the how. Don't worry about how you're going to get there. Yes, you need to act on things. Yes, you need to do things. Yes, you need to move your body. And yes, you need to have action. But don't worry about the how. The how is so crazy. How things show up is often very crazy. It makes no sense a lot of time. Again, look back on your own life and see how many times things have shown up and you're like, that didn't make sense. How did I just get that? How did I have that? How did I meet that person? Well, how did I end up here? Why do I have these things? So think about the times in your own life. Well, that's happened. And now just remind yourself today that every single day is an opportunity to attract incredible miracles and abundance. It's infinite. And rephrase your view on money today. Try to replace every time you're going to talk about the price or cost of something, use energy. Okay? Try it. It's a fun little exercise. Just replace numbers and dollar amounts with energy. Use phrases. If you use, well, I can't afford it, we can't go, we don't have the money, we don't have... Replace all that with energy. We don't have the energy to go. We don't have the energy to go. Okay? Because that's what you're saying. Don't have the energy to go. Replace any time you're going to use money, dollar amounts, currency, value, cost, expense, savings. You replace all those words with energy today. Let me know what happens. I love your comments. Go over to Instagram, L Noelle Consulting. That's the letter L, period, N-O-E-L-L-E, period, consulting. I'm on Instagram. Also, brand new healing oils line that I just launched. These are absolutely miraculous healing oils that will heal anything you can imagine outside your skin, and they will also start healing the cells inside your skin, inside your body. So that's Life Organics, LifeOrganics.com or LifeOrganics.shop. And these oils will change your life. Hair growth, lash growth, skin healing, fine lines, wrinkles, cellulite, rosacea, psoriasis, eczema, infections, cuts, you name it. They're really absolutely miraculous. I have 3 different formulations and they're for men and women. And no, they're not cheap. They're 100% organic. So we're going to use the word energy. So if you're interested in these oils, reach out and I'll tell you more.